This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rocket attacks from Gaza set off air raid sirens in Tel Aviv on Sunday for the first time in months after barrages from Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage in what appeared to be the first long-range rocket attack from Gaza since the start of the year. In a video captured by the AP, people were seen rushing to a nearby shelter for safety. Hamas's military wing claimed the attack and said that it recently fired rockets at communities along the Gaza border. The Israeli military stated that 8 rockets crossed into Israel and a number of the projectiles were intercepted. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
A senior official told AFP Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was convening his war cabinet on Sunday amid intense diplomacy to forge a Gaza truce and hostage release deal. In Brussels, the European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, told journalists before meeting the Palestinian premier a strong Palestinian authority was in Israel's interest. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky invited the presidents of the U.S. and China to join an upcoming peace summit as his country struggles to stave off unrelenting attacks by Russia.
And I am appealing to the leaders of the world who are still a side of the global efforts of the Global Peace Summit. To President Biden, the leader of the United States, and to President Xi, the leader of China.
Moscow's forces have in recent weeks advanced on the battlefield and stepped up airstrikes on cities. This is VOA News. 5 Sahel nations have been holding a major military drill in western Niger. Niger's defense ministry said on Sunday, the first such exercise in a region racked by militant violence. The Sahel region has been plagued for years by rebels linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group. 5 African nations, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Niger, and Togo, have since Monday been holding, quote, a large national exercise at the Special Forces Training Center, Niger's defense ministry said. The exercise, which is due to run through June 3rd, marks the first joint military exercise between the 5 countries. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was repeatedly booed and jeered as he addressed the Libertarian Party convention in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Reading aloud a letter suggesting that Libertarians should also embrace his candidacy.
Should nominate Trump for president of the United States. Whoa.
Trump was repeatedly booed, many in the crowd shouting insults over his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, his huge federal deficits, and lying about his political record. Eventually, Trump hit back.
If you want to lose, don't do that. Keep getting your 3% every 4 years.
Trump addressing the convention was designed to attract more libertarian voters and keep them from supporting independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm Jackie Quinn.
American rapper Nicki Minaj was unable to perform her concert in Manchester, England on Saturday night after police in the Netherlands say they found marijuana in her luggage. AP correspondent Margie Zaraleta reports.
Promoter Live Nation says it will reschedule Nicki Minaj's show in Manchester, England, because Saturday's events made it impossible to stage. Minaj said on social media earlier Saturday that police in the Amsterdam airport told her they found marijuana in her bag as she was boarding a plane. Cannabis is illegal in the Netherlands, but is tolerated for recreational use. A police spokesperson confirms a 41-year-old woman was arrested for soft drugs, without saying what kind, and that she was fined and released. Minaj later wrote on social media she thinks police just wanted to make her late for the Manchester concert.
AP correspondent Margie Zaraleta. An intense cyclone smashed into the low-lying coast of Bangladesh on Sunday, with nearly a million people fleeing inland for storm shelters away from howling gales and crashing waves. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA